Badly Drawn Boy, Born Again on XFM 104.9. Here we are then, Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, raring to go. He's a bit grumpy, Carl. Woken up
because
at 8
o'clock. He's from the north.
Yeah, because he's in London. Yeah. And London's rubbish, right, isn't it? Oh, where can you? You can't even get a Band-Aid in London, can you? Or grouting. In Manchester, I could walk to the next shop and definitely get some Flash or maybe some Vim. You can't get it down here. You got to go to a trendy bistro, haven't you? Carl, why are you grumpy?
I told you before, I'm just a little bit tired today.
Because he had to get up at the builders next door, woke him up. No, he's always going about his hours. Those builders probably got up at 6.
Yeah, but I can understand builders who get up early because they're building outside and they've got to get the job done before it gets dark. But he's working in someone's lounge. If it gets dark, put the light on. It's not a problem. So why is he starting work at like 7 o'clock in the morning?
Well, because builders get paid by the day, and if you get a builder and go, I'll just do 11 till 3, he's not going to go, I tell you what, love, just give me 40 quid. I didn't do a whole day. It's a day's work, isn't it? So you want to get the most out of him, don't you?
Plus, he probably wants to finish early so he can have a good night out.
Yeah, it's a Saturday night. You know what I mean? He wants to.
Yeah, he wants to get at least 15 pints in.
And he was cheery. I bet he was whistling and, you know, dancing around and tapping. You know, so I don't know why, how you can be annoyed at that. Why don't you get earplugs?
I don't like it, the idea of earplugs.
Why?
Because I live in a flat, so it's not as if I'm looking after my house, right?
Already, I've lost you. No. That wasn't even a whole sentence, and I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but what I mean is,
what?
If you live in a house, right, you know that you've turned the lights off downstairs, you know you haven't got a frying pan on, right?
Right, okay,
so,
not really.
Keep going.
But I live in a flat, and I don't know what the other people are like. There might be some daft people in there who
God,
don't.
Imagine that.
Right, who don't turn stuff off. Now, if I have earplugs and the fire alarm's going off, yeah. I'm not going to hear it. I'm going to have a good sleep, but who knows what could happen. So I don't like earplugs. It's not safe.
Okay.
If you live in a block of flats.
But I think you'll find, because I've used them, I think you'll find that a fire alarm will cut through
the earplugs.
I
wear them sometimes if it noisy or when I go to bed early or something, and I hear my alarm clock, and it goes beep 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 beep. It's that loud.
Okay.
Well, a fire alarm is deafening.
All right. So we've talked in the past about snails who sleep for 13 years.
No, you have. That's never been confirmed. In fact, the expert hadn't heard of it.
Well, they do.
Okay.
I read it on different sites.
Okay.
So how much does it take to wake them up? Got you.
What do you mean?
Well, they sleep for 13 years.
Yeah, but it's probably, but I don't know what you mean by sleep. It's not the same sort of pattern that we have on in a mollusk, is it? It's different. What is sleep?
It's when you're sort of shut down. And
but they can aestivate. They can actually literally
shut
down.
No, but they didn't
say
that. They said they sleep for 13 years. And if, I mean, have you ever had like more than 10 hours sleep?
Yeah.
Feel really groggy.
Well, no, I feel good after 10 hours sleep.
I feel rough. I just was thinking what a snail would be like. Be like, oh.
Be even slower than normal.
Be even slower than you. Play a record.
Well, anyway.
Email it if you know what on earth Carl's talking about.
Ever. Yeah. Don't erase none of that good shit. The rhyme came from the pressure of heat when it was laid out on the ground of paved streets. Wu-Tang Clan. Uzi on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. We've got a lot to get through. We've got things like Radiohead to play. We've got Feeder. We've got, you know, Teenage Fan Club.
Sure.
You know, we've got two new competitions, Steve.
Go on.
A great one coming up. A film competition.
I'm excited.
That's great. And, a music-based competition.
Is it right to say that Rockbusters is no longer?
We've still got Rockbusters.
Really?
Still, it's hanging on by the skin of its teeth.
I thought we got rid of that. I thought we'd all agreed that we got rid of that, Robin.
No, I think we should do it. I think people like
it. Nobody wants it.
It's because he got his name in Heat now. It's Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, and Heat said they like Rockbusters. That's why.
Carl, I thought we had a meeting and we agreed that it was not going to happen anymore.
He's worried about the fans.
There's a guy here emailed in. He just emailed in three band names. He said, I may as well email in now on the off chance these are right because it's such an arbitrary quiz.
Yeah.
It's essentially a waste of time. The clues are so complicated.
D. Frida Payne. That was a classic. That was a classic Rockbuster, wasn't it?
When they start getting a bit ridiculous and that and people aren't getting them.
Oh.
Then we'll.
You can't drink that pop now. Shaka Khan.
No.
That was another piece of genius.
Well, I think we've already reached that stage, Carl. To be
I've only just got in this river, and there's loads of logs.
Justin Timberlake, you said river. Lake, you said river. Lake, you said river. just few of the highlights of Rockbuster.
Can you please promise that this is the last one today? Because it's really, I think it's just, it's bringing the show down.
Steve, he can't promise he'll remember the answers today. How can he promise what's going to happen next week?
I still think it's got legs in it. Let's just see how it goes next week.
You're not going to bring it back next week. It's got to be finished. We've got to put an end to it. We've got to give it a sort of final sending off.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
We've got to smother it, Kyle, for its own good.
I do want to trial this new film quiz we've got, because it's, I mean, I'm excited. I think it's the best competition we've come up with, to be quite honest. I mean, Kyle, you agree, don't you?
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a film-based quiz.
Right.
We'll play you a clip from a classic film. I can tell you the film we're going to play. It's The Sixth Sense.
Right.
And there'll be a question afterwards, and you can win The Sixth Sense
on DVD.
Yeah, not the ability to sort of tell when someone's behind you, but just this film. You know, do you believe in sort of like extrasensory sort of perception and stuff, Kyle?
Ghosts and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Not ghosts. No, the fact that people maybe can sense, you know, beings.
There was a woman in on the Christian's breakfast show, right?
Yeah.
Blind woman.
Right.
Clairvoyant.
Is her name?
Forgot. But she was a bit useless.
She was a bit useless.
I'm always worried about what's going to come
out
of Carl's mouth.
What you mean. What?
Do you know what I mean?
She's a bit rubbish at being a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think if you're not that good at something, don't go on the radio and do it.
Kyle, you better leave.
So, what, sorry.
Well, she was saying,
so
like,
what was the relevance of her being blind? What was that for? What did you tell me?
I just thought it was a bit weird. I think she was using that because the fact that she can't see living people, but she can contact the dead ones.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. This is XFM 104.9. Once again, Carl's opinions do not necessarily reflect
those
anyone.
Those of any human being.
Any other person alive today.
Sorry, yeah, Carl. So how did she demonstrate her clairvoyance? Right, why was it not very convincing?
She was sat in the chair you're at, right? And people called up and said,
I sensed that.
Weird.
Said, they called up and they said, right, can you, have a word with me, Gran?
Yeah.
And, she goes, yeah, she's dead, isn't she? And it's like, yeah. He goes, ooh, and everyone's like, ooh, she knows her stuff.
It was 50-50, to be fair.
Yeah, and especially with a Gran, because the person sounded about 35, so the chances are,
yeah,
they haven't got a Gran anymore.
Yeah.
And it was just,
unless
stuff,
it's
like,
the fellas from Busted, because they, in the year 3000, they've only got to a great-great-granddaughter, and that's 1,000 years, so presumably, you know, they can live a lot longer.
Yeah. I just wasn't convinced anyway. I don't want to diss her, because, you know, she came in and she did her stuff, and if people believe in it, I'm not going to put it down, but it just was a little bit
off. You believe in it? You just think she didn't have the real power, as opposed to it being rubbish.
No, whatever. But yeah, I don't know what we're talking about there. So we've got the film thing going on.
I don't know what we were talking about. What were you talking about earlier about glasses as well and Steve taking his glasses off? What was that?
What are you saying that in front of him now for?
Was it an insult?
It wasn't really an insult.
Carl, what were you up to?
No, what was it? I genuinely don't remember. I genuinely don't remember.
Well, right, Steve, I'm not having a go. Right? Just saying our people, it's a bit weird that you've got glasses because you've got a good pair of eyes on you. Right? That isn't an insult.
What were you talking about, though? What was it? Why did
it was the fact that people who wear glasses always look a bit weird without them on. It's like, you know, they should wear glasses.
Okay. Why did we get round to this? What was we talking about?
I don't know what that was.
It sounds like an insult, even it wasn't intended as one.
No, it wasn't.
It sounds like an insult, Carl.
It does, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I should be allowed to punch you every time you insult me, now.
No, but I'm not.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm going to give you a dead arm.
Look, Steve, it's you.
Even if it wasn't, you intended it to be one.
What
are you? Oh, that was real. Play a record.
Yeah. But
it's mad. That's mad. Is this the Cardigans? Great. Brilliant.
I didn't even say anything.
It makes me feel better. It makes me feel better. I can enjoy the rest of the show.
Cardigan.
Stones, and for what it's worth, in my opinion, one of the best things I've done for many a year. It's XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, and Carl Cayman Pilkington.
I sometimes wish you spoke like that for real, because I wouldn't leave the studio with a headache then. There you are, see? It's just come stinging back.
Oh, dear.
A lot of people sort of, I meet from the street, they go, I wish I was Ricky Gervais's mate. No, you don't. Let me put your mind at rest now. You're not missing anything, am I right, Carl?
Who says that walking along the street? No, with that ever been said?
They shout out.
What are you thinking? Oh, just thinking. I wish I was Ricky Gervais's mate. Well,
no, I've met people. They're friends of friends.
Oh, he must be fun to be
with.
In an enclosed space.
Yeah.
In an echoey small space.
Oh, imagine sharing a prison cell with Ricky.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it, Carl? Oh, that would be fantastic. Well, I'd be the daddy, wouldn't I?
I hate it.
The suicide rate in the prison would shoot through the roof.
Yeah. Now come over here and suck mummies. Now listen.
What
right.
do you reckon, Carl, to, you know, being Ricky's friend? Did you find that an exhilarating experience, something that you enjoy and look forward to?
It's alright for about an hour, and then anything over that is when he's just messing about and he wants to hit me on the head with a tray.
We went for lunch yesterday, didn't we? And that was more than an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we had a drink in the week, didn't we? That was more than an hour, wasn't it?
That was a good.
Is he okay when it's just the two of you? Because I find as soon as there's a third person.
Well, yeah, just to give
you. He just starts showing off.
Well, there's a little bit of that, right? But I went out with Ricky, like you said, right, for a drink in a week. And, you know, I went home, and Suzanne, the girlfriend, said, where have you been? I said, I've been out for a drink with Ricky. Hey, you've been out for a while. What have you been talking about? I sort of sat there for a minute and thought, there's nothing that I can tell her we've been talking about that she'll show any interest in. She said, well, you must remember something. I said, I can't. She goes, no, something, just anything that you were talking about, what are you talking about? I said, right, the one I remember, one of the topics that came up was, imagine that the only way to have a kid was you had to sleep with a squid. How many kids would you have?
I would say it was the future and the squid's like, you know, but the only way they could do it now is like a filter, you had to sleep with a squid. I was going, would you? He's going, what do you mean? I was going, would you? He said, there's not a time he hasn't gone home with a conversation it buzzing in his head that he got confused about.
Would anyone want a kid that much?
Does the child look like a squid when you have it, or is it
no, it's not. I was going, no, it's normal, but it's like a filter with a system. The only way you can do it to make sure, you know, you have to impregnate the squid. And it's filter, and then you can, you know, test tube baby in the future.
Did the busted lads mention that in the song?
We live underwater, that's where I got it from. I said, well, you'd probably sort of like get quite friendly with them eventually. You probably would be breeding with the squids and, you know.
So what does Suzanne make of Gervais? Has she met him a few times?
Yeah, she just said, oh, she can understand why we sort of get on, because we both sort of come up with daft stuff all the time and.
Yeah.
But I'm quite happy to have a discussion.
I love the way that he talks about his partner like the adult.
Well, I
we're the two
I
kids that go out playing talking about squids.
That is exactly how I see Suzanne. It's like if she wasn't there, I don't think you'd get out of the house in the morning.
Well, she's
you'd have tied your shoelaces together.
Yeah, you'd have your earplugs
in. You'd have forgotten
in,
to put your trousers
the
on.
The fire alarm would be going off and, you know, someone would left a frying pan on, the builders would be sort of like throwing you round.
Yeah, I imagine she makes you like a round of sandwiches.
She's noticed that I don't ask as many questions now. Because, like, last night was one of the first times in ages that I'd asked her something, right?
What did you ask?
Where's the bathroom?
No, right, do you know, like, I'm always thinking stuff when I'm bored, right? if it's when I'm washing up or what have you.
Yeah.
And, last night, she was watching, that Midsummer.
Midsummer Murders,
Midsummer
yeah.
Murders, right? Yeah. I don't like it, I think it's rubbish, right? So,
another thing you've got in common, then.
No, but do you know what I mean? But I let her watch it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She really likes
it. He's watching the microwave. She's going, Carl, no, this is the telly. This is the telly.
Wait a minute, this chicken's gonna come
around. I've seen
this
before it comes around again in a minute. Carl, what's the washing machine, Carl?
So she's watching it, loving it and that, and I'm bored, cos it's just, yeah, it's a boring programme. So I'm sort of looking through magazines that we've got.
Trying to find animals without heads.
And, it was in one of her magazines, and there's this article, right, about these identical twins, brothers, right, and one of them meets this girl, right, and it turns out she's got an identical.
I've heard this is true.
Right.
They get married.
She's got an identical sister.
Right. So, they both go out.
So two identical twins, male, going out with two identical twins, sisters.
Yeah. So I was looking at it going, oh, that's weird. Because you see them, like, they're always wearing the same cardigans and that, and that's like.
But then, but if you're an identical twin, then you probably would fancy the same sort of person, wouldn't
but
you?
But then, I was asking, she was going, shh, it's getting near the, you know, the plot, the murderer. If they had a kid, would they look the same?
Yeah.
Would
well, not necessarily, because it depends on what genes are passed over. Even though they've got the same exactly sets of genes, that you don't pass on all the genes, do you? It's 50-50, but you don't pass on exactly the same genes in each sperm, let alone with an identical twin.
Yeah, but even though you don't do that, like, my brother and sister don't look like me, but no. You know they were related.
Because they share 50% of your father's genes.
And they talk gobbledygook.
Yeah. No, you share 50% of your father's genes and 50% of your mother's, but not the same 50% on two occasions.
I think you've lost it already. When you brought in the word genes,
I thought
you were thinking, what
No, they wouldn't necessarily.
For?
They wouldn't necessarily, no. They could do by
Did
sheer
Suzanne
chance.
Look at you? Like Oliver Hardy looks at Stan Laurel when he's just like nailed his hand to a wall or something.
She went, ask Ricky tomorrow.
And then turned up John Nettles.
And then turned it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that is brilliant. I think there's a I heard a story once where two sets of Siamese twins married. What if you fancied the one on the left?
Yeah. What if one of them was having an affair behind the other one's back?
Yeah.
That'd be difficult to conduct, wouldn't it? Can you better show off, he's waking up.
What are you doing? What are you doing down there?
Nothing. There's no one down here.
Well, I think there is, because I can see her sister here.
No.
What's she doing? She's covering for her. What are you covering him for? He's your husband. Is my wife down there?
I read something about some Siamese twins.
Go on.
And, one of them was saying, you know, oh, we get on each other's nerves and that.
But the other one was going, we don't.
Yeah. I didn't know this.
I've never liked you.
One of them was going, oh, you know, I hate doing the washing up, but I'll let her do it. And, the person doing the interview said, well, why don't you help out, just dry up and get the job done quicker? And she was like, no, I can't stand it. I prefer just to hang around there and wait for the other girl to do the washing up on her own rather than help and get the job done.
Sure.
Just selfish.
Well, there was one set of Siamese twins, one had a job and the other one didn't.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah. The other one was unemployed, the other one had a job. She had to go to work, she had to get up at 6 o'clock on her day
off. I'm supporting you, literally.
Yeah.
Then they get done off the social for sort of...
Yeah, because the other one was signing on.
Are you living together? We're not. Feeder, Just the Way I'm Feeling on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. With me, Steve and Carl.
All right.
Just having a whale of a time, both of them. They love being in this room with me for 2 hours. That is their favourite part of the week, I think, isn't it? I haven't said that, by the way. I'm assuming they love it. Right, competition time. Brand new competition we've come up with. My favourite we've ever done, I'll be honest. And a great prize, the Sixth Sense. You get a clip of a great film, and then you get to keep the great film. Now, I'll just explain this competition. I think Carl is a little bit of a frustrated actor. And so, by the power of technology, Carl takes the role in a film. There's a question about it afterwards. This is a scene starring Carl Pilkington from The Sixth Sense.
Hmm. Jeez, I hope nobody got hurt.
Be all right.
You're very quiet.
I'm just thinking about stuff. That's all.
You're mad I missed the play, aren't you?
A little bit annoyed, to be honest. Went down a storm playing the drums in Little Donkey, but... Your loss?
I'd give anything to have been there.
Well, you wouldn't, because you didn't, but, like I say, it's your loss, isn't it? Anyway, I'm just quiet because I'm thinking about stuff, like I said, right? I make a big deal out of it.
What is it?
Well, I was just thinking, what would happen, right, if you put a chameleon on a mirror? How would it handle that? It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Paul, you're scaring me.
That's scaring you. This'll scare you, right? The other day, so old man sat there having a Twix. You never see that, do you? Old fella. Having a Twix.
You see ghosts, Cole?
No, just the old fella's having a Twix, boy.
So, they talk to you?
No.
They tell you to do things?
No, because they were too busy eating, but... What's that got to do? What are you looking like that for? Do you think I'm some sort of freak or something? Is that...
I would never think that about
well,
you.
Well...
Ever.
No.
Got it?
Alright.
Well...
So, anyway, it's a very chilling scene, that.
That is great. Oh, that is fantastic.
It's a very spooky scene from the film The Sixth Sense. Rick, yeah. I think you've got a question.
Well, yeah, I mean, Carl played it wonderfully there. The role of the child that sees weird stuff. But who played the original role? What was the name of the child actor who played the original role?
It's email only, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. You can win a copy of The Sixth Sense. But I think we can probably play it again later for those that missed it, or those that caught the tail end, or those that need another reminder.
Yeah, you got to, get your, you know, it's 15, 20 minutes. Get your, answers in. We'll pick a lucky winner, and then, we'll play it again, because I think Carl can go to Hollywood with some of the things I've seen there.
Mm, absolutely okay. Stunning. Absolutely brilliant. Stunning. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
I'm gonna play a track now. We tried to play it a couple of weeks ago, but the jumped, so I got a new CD of it. It's Papa Garcia, and this is Natalie and Nusi. Natalie and Nusi by Papa Garcia. Well, we've had lots of emails already. In fact, my favourite one is a suggestion of the name of that feature, specific to this today's, is the Twix Sense.
Indeed.
Which, was great. And feel free to send in your suggestions, because we're going to try and do one a week, a classic film, with Carl in an important role. But if you want to, you know, see Carl as maybe as, you know, Michael Corleone in The Godfather, you know, send in, we'll see what we can do, won't we, Carl?
And don't imagine that it has to be a male character. I imagine that you could play, for instance, Sharon Stone's role in Basic Instinct.
I don't imagine it has to be a human. I mean, I mean, an animal.
He might be better suited.
He'd be very good as a rock.
Yeah.
Or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're gonna pick up something we spoke about before. We're gonna announce we're gonna play that again in a few minutes. But Carl wants to put the record straight, don't you? Carl's fed up with when he comes up with something that's a little bit fantastic and far fetched and wrong, that we take the mickey out of him. So, he's brought in some hard evidence of the story, haven't you?
No, do you know, like, I find stuff on the internet and that, right? And I come in and tell you about it and you go, that's rubbish.
Yeah.
And then you'll say, show your workings, which I've never liked doing.
No.
When teachers say that, I hate that.
Yeah.
Because I normally can't.
No.
I've always gone.
He's just got the answers five, and I go, no, I asked for the capital of China. The answer's five.
Yeah.
But, right, so, we started a feature a couple of weeks ago, chimpanzee that, the thing about monkeys and stuff.
Let's just play the jingle right. Oh, chimpanzee that!
Yeah, right. Right, we started that.
That's facts about apes, isn't it?
And yeah, monkeys, chimps, and whatever.
Yeah.
And, I told you a story about, a monkey that was in a zoo.
Yeah.
And, It got pally with the zookeeper.
Right, yes.
Remember?
It moved into his house, didn't it?
Yeah.
And didn't it ultimately have an affair with his wife?
Yeah, it liked a little brandy at night and a cup of tea in the morning, then he went to work and it moved in on its wife.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I read that in a book.
Yes.
Right? But then I was looking for some more monkey stuff online the other day, and I found the same story.
Right.
From a different source.
Okay.
Which is always a good sign.
And it's corroborated what you claimed, is it?
Kind of. There you go.
It's not a different source, though, is it? It's someone who read the same thing as you and printed it themselves.
I left out a fact. His name's Oliver.
What, the monkey?
So I got that wrong, yeah. The monkey's called Oliver. Can you see that, Steve?
Oh, yes.
Right.
There's a picture of him here.
Do you want to read it?
Where is this from, then?
I was looking for world famous monkeys online, and it...
www.apernaut.org. This is someone who, in America, is it, who set up a sort of similar website to...
I don't know where he is, but... Yeah.
Okay, He was originally brought into the US with 12 other chimpanzees, but immediately stood out as different. He learned to drink, enjoy coffee and beer, and smoke cigars. In the evenings, he would sit on a sofa and watch television. If his caregivers were out of coffee, he would walk into the kitchen, pour a cup, and take it into the den. As he got older, he made sexual advances on the wife, and as a result was sold.
I reckon it was a stowaway. And to not get caught, he pretended to be a monkey.
Yeah.
Whereas really, he was just a...
That would make
fella.
Sense, because the final line is, he's now living in retirement in Texas.
Yeah.
But, well, my only query, and I don't mean to be disrespective, is that it doesn't really give much more information. I mean, someone who's set up a website like this, I'm worried that, what I'm saying is I'm worried he's just kind of an American twin of you. Do you know what I mean? Do you see what I mean by that? There's no real hard evidence. There's no kind of dates. There's no references to where he was specifically or what zoo he was in.
Carl Pilkinghorn.
Yes.
From Dallas. Hi. We're cousins.
Why do you need to know all that? The story's
what
there.
What do you mean, why does he tell that? Why not accept it? Because another fella reckons a chimp moved in on someone's wife.
What I'm saying is he could be as much of a nutter as you. Do you see what I mean?
What do you mean? Could be, he is.
Yeah, exactly.
What, and go to that much trouble of, like, yes. Sorting out a website and that?
You host a radio show, for goodness sake! To spout your idiocy. Setting up a website, it's hard to anything. You might get a job.
He was stressed yesterday, because we want to do another chimpanzee that. Have we got a new story coming up for chimpanzee that?
Yeah.
He was stressed yesterday, because he said, I'm really overworked, I'm really getting fed up. He said, I haven't even, sorted out the story. About this monkey. He said, how overworked am I that I haven't even got time to sort out a story about a monkey? You know how much I love that.
Rick, do you think there's any way we could lure Oliver out of retirement to come over and produce this show?
I think we probably could.
I'm parched for a cup of coffee. Would you pop to the kitchen?
We're gonna play a bit of Springsteen.
Oh, I'm loving it.
For Martin Freeman, he said, please play some Springsteen or Bowie. I'm trying to get him into Motown, but he only likes Level 42.
Yeah.
But this is for him. Eminem, Sing for the Moment, on XFM 104.9. Well, that is the most popular competition we've done, judging by the amount of emails. The Twix sense there.
To be fair as well, Rick, there is a question that is answerable. I think that's also a reason why people...
Oh, yeah, that's because I did it and not Carl, probably.
Exactly.
I asked the question there.
Yeah.
We're going to play it again, because people want to hear it again, and then we will give the winner's name. And they will win that copy of it.
Carl in the Sixth Sense.
Jeez, I hope nobody got hurt.
Be alright.
You're very quiet.
No, I'm just thinking about stuff. So.
You're mad I missed the play, aren't you?
A little bit annoyed, to be honest. Went down a storm playing the drums in Little Donkey, but your loss.
I'd give anything to have been there.
Well, you wouldn't, because you didn't, but like I say, it's your loss, isn't it? Anyway, I'm just quiet because I'm thinking about stuff, like I said, right? I make a big deal out of it.
What is it?
Well, I was just thinking, what would happen, right, if you put a chameleon on a mirror? How would it handle that? It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Well, you're scaring me.
That's scaring you. This'll scare you, right? The other day, so tall men sat there having a Twix. You never see that, do you? Old fella having a Twix.
You see ghosts, Cole?
No, just the old fellas having a Twix, boy.
Say, they talk to you?
No.
They tell you to do things?
No, because they were too busy eating, but... What's that got to do? What are you looking like that for? Do you think I'm some sort of freak or something? Is that...
I would never think that about
well,
you.
Well...
Ever.
No.
Got it?
All right.
Oh, well, there you go. And so the question was, who played the original role of that kid in the car who saw strange things. And the answer is Steve.
Haley Joel Osment, of course, yeah. Who is a talented young performer, but don't think really has anything on Carl Pilkington, who I think made that scene even more chilling and
yeah.
more atmospheric than the
definitely.
Original.
Definitely, definitely.
And we'll give this to, let's see, I think it's Francis Marnie, who's emailed in. He or she said, I don't know if it's a he or she, but says
I
that
is,
basically-
I is male and he is, no,
oh, well, I, think it's
I is female and he, Frances or Fran- I
Francis,
don't know.
Anyway,
do I?
That could be a fake name, who knows. But he, let's assume it's a he says he's a sad little nerd. Who, it was his birthday yesterday, and only his mum remembered, even his best friend forgot.
Definitely a bloke.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really relate to life as a bit of a loser, a bit of a nerd, so I don't really know what he's talking about, but I imagine a lot of our audience do, so let's give it to him, sort of.
I imagine he's a little four-eyed
oh, loser!
yeah!
Actually, as I look again, I notice he's not even got the name right. He's spelled it Haley Joel Osment.
Oh.
Instead of Osman. But, so he really is pathetic. I mean, that's, what a pathetic
actually,
little weasel.
Actually, well, it'll be fun now. Now we've humiliated him. Don't give him the prize. Give
okay.
it to someone else.
Well, it's on TV tonight anyway, on ITV,
no,
so.
No, well
just
done,
watch
Francis. Thank you for, listening, and, well done for spotting who Carl was trying to.
And whatever girl you fancy at school, ask her out. Say, come back to my place, watch The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
She'll love it, and you'll be guaranteed a share.
Why do you assume he was at school?
I don't know, because his spelling is terrible. Although I'm looking at Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just such a very badly put together email, I just assumed it was a kid.
Right.
Well, if he is a kid now and he's going through formative years, he's probably really- I never dreamt it was a kid.
Really?
I feel a bit bad now.
Well, you thought it was a sort of 25-year-old loser,
yeah.
even more pathetic in a way.
Yeah. And now I'm worried yeah. that, you know, you've embarrassed a, you know, an adolescent
mm.
live on, well, one of the biggest radio stations in the- building. It's not even the biggest radio station in the building. I can't believe that. It's the smallest radio station in this building.
Right, now we've done that, right, are we doing a proper competition?
Yeah.
Setting up the old,
Rockbusters? Your favourite, innit?
Yeah. Well, let's play a tune before. I don't think I can face that
well,
straight
it's just
away.
That we've also got- that song sounds alright. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Another new feature.
That song sounds good.
Can I just say before we play a record that, we've had an email from Dickie Anderson.
Dickers!
Richard
oh,
Anderson.
Oh, Dickster, you Dickie Ducky Dido, are ya?
If you're a new, listener, then you won't have, come across Richard before, but-
But he loves
the
show.
He's our biggest fan.
He's a bit of a- and he loves the show. He tapes it and listens back to it 4 or 5 times.
But the great thing about him is he's not afraid to offer a bit of constructive criticism.
Oh, well! What's he said?
Well, all I'm going to say to you is he said, is it true that companies are now getting rid of hold music and are instead using your show to irritate their customers while they're waiting on the phone? I don't know. We'll look into that, Dickie, but thanks for that.
I need direction. Teenage Fan Club on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Do keep your suggestions coming in for roles that you'd like to see Carl playing in future editions of
this
that quiz.
This is the most popular competition we've ever done.
Has it got a name yet? Have we come up with a name?
Holly Wouldn't.
Okay, brilliant. Well, anyway, we had some suggestions. Neil Wilson in Bedford, he suggested he'd like to see you, Carl, playing the role of Clyde the Monkey in
yeah.
Every Which Way But Lose.
That'd be great. Oh,
and also an excellent suggestion from Lee Gridley in Essex. The obvious role for you is, of course, Dustin Hoffman as Rain Man.
I said that, didn't I?
That's perfect.
That'd be great. Yeah. Just imagine going, okay, you remember, bet 2 for
yeah.
good, remember, yeah. Well, you've lost again, yeah. That'd be fantastic.
I'm worried that you- I don't know, it's a bit of a stretch, Carl. Can you play someone who's that clever?
Give it a go.
Yeah.
I want to do Elephant Man.
Okay.
Why, what sort of ideas you got for Elephant Man?
Well, I don't know whether I'd be him, or, like, the Doctor.
Mm. What would you say if you were the Doctor?
Just like, ooh, how you do that? You know what I mean?
How'd you do that?
Yeah. Ooh, look at that. Look at your head. Have you seen your head?
Or he goes, I'm not an animal, and you go, wow.
It's tricky
judging thing, by your head, you are.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
It's loads, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll keep them coming in. That's brilliant.
So,
the competitions don't stop there, sadly.
Yeah. No.
Rockbusters.
Oh, God.
Right, how about, right, we've got this other thing, right, this other music thing.
Yeah.
How about we make that part of
how
it?
How many competitions have you got?
No, well, this is what I'm thinking, right, because we can- if you're not happy with Rockbusters, if we add a little bit to it, and they love the bit I've added, then we can slowly fade it out without them knowing.
That's it. Do two of your Rockbusters and one of these.
Right.
Are these the prizes, Carl?
They're the prizes.
Well, let's do the prizes.
Let's quickly go through them then.
Yeah.
All right, what have we got here?
Let's speed this up, because I'm dropping off now. Yeah, I think it's either warm in here, or this isn't the most scintillating conversation we've ever had.
Okay, first thing, there's a CD here. It's tracks that were sampled by various artists, including Jay-Z, Happy Mondays and so on. It's the original versions. That might be quite good fun.
Sure.
I Love You, we see it's a number of love songs.
Yeah.
You've got Blue featuring Elton John on there.
Yeah.
Chicago,
yeah.
Nat King Cole, some
yeah.
greats there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Retro Dance Masters, so that's another CD. Dance tracks,
yeah.
obviously, on there. Oh, it's still knocking about. The Best Air Guitar Volume 2.
Sure.
Rubbish. This is quite good though. It's Paul Whitehouse's TV show Happiness. That's the first series on DVD. We've also got Stephen Polyakov's The Lost Prince. You can have that in your collection. Probably never watch it, but it might look like you're slightly classy and arty. And,
so is it subtitles?
The Best One Hit Wonders album in the world ever. You've got stuff on there like Nana, 99 Red Balloons,
yeah.
and M's Pop Music. So not that bad a selection actually this week. He's cut out some of the chaff.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Sorry,
right, here we go. Rockbusters.
Rockbusters, first one. We'll do two of these and I'll play something in a minute. Right, first one. The Australian picks two blokes.
What?
The Australian picks two blokes.
The Australian picks two blokes.
The initial?
Yeah, the initial E. Right. And the second one, that builder's a
bit- I've got that already. It's annoying.
Okay. That builder is a bit cute.
He's a bit cute?
Yeah.
Alright.
And that's B-T.
BT.
BT.
That builder's a bit cute.
Yeah. And the Australian picks two blokes, E. And then what I'm gonna do now is play some sound effects that make up a song, and you've gotta guess what the song is.
Go on then,
right?
Just do it and then the shot on
here we go, here we go. There you go. So what song's that? It's
yeah.
sort of an XFM
okay,
song,
well, that's great. Email
so the first, so I should just clarify, the first two are band names or artist names, but that's the title of the track that we want there.
Yeah, that's
okay.
right.
It's
that's
so
right.
confusing. No one's ever going to figure this out.
They will, though. They will.
They'll do it.
Ricky.Gervais at XFM.
Hey, listen, we've got the best fans in the world, Steve. Remember that. Remember that. Without them, we ain't nothing.
Yeah.
So, good luck to you.
Do you want to pick a track, Steve?
I'd love to.
I want to wear some Monkey Magic. I want to wear some Chimpanzee That. I want to wear some Aping Around.
We've got that still to come.
Can't believe it. We've got Rockbusters. That film sounds good. And we've got all Look at Him Up in Hollywoodn't. And we've got, like, all Monkey Me, Monkey You. We got Gibbon on the Horn.
Jesse Malin, this is a great track.
Coldplay, Clocks on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Right, give me some Monkey Magic, Carl.
Hang on, you better do the jingle, hadn't you?
Oh. Oh, Chimpanzee That!
Oh, you'll like this one. What I've found is, found out like a lot of monkeys' names, like that's how I found out about Oliver.
Yeah.
What do you mean you found out a lot of monkeys' names?
Well, there's a lot of monkeys out there. And you think they're just called Monkey and what have you, but they're all given names, right? So this one that I found about, bit of a weird name anyway, it's actually called Crap, its name, right? And-
So, they're not born with those names, it's not like their parents give them those names, you know, they're just-
Yeah,
chimps.
Yeah. But this one, right? And,
It's called Crap?
Yeah, I know. Right, but do you know what it's famous for?
What, Crap?
Yeah.
No. Go on. Is it involved with this show?
It, the first monkey to have its name tattooed on its head.
Yeah, again, I will say not by choice. There is no way that a chimp would go down to Camden Lock and go, are you a registered tattooist? I am, yes. Yeah, yeah, it's the cleanest, yeah. Okay,
Can I have a look through your book?
Can I have a look through your book? I'm looking for something quite gothic, but, I'd like, you know. What's your name? Crap. Ooh, I'm not sure I can do that because you're not drunk, are you? I haven't had a drink. I haven't had a drink. I've had some Mbongo and that's all. but no. What are you talking about? The first monkey to have its name tattooed on its head. What are you talking about,
There's got to be more information. Don't tell me you're leaving it there. There's got to be more information.
That was it and then I read it thinking, well that's weird because that means there's loads of monkeys with tattoos on their head. If that's the first one.
No. It could be still the only one.
The first and only.
Yeah, but would they report that?
What do you mean, would they report it? This isn't the Washington Post you're reading. This is mentalists who do websites about themselves every day.
What? There's got to be a third act to that story.
Why is that news? Why is that news? How did you come across that?
Well, you
first nut monkey with tattoo head, I mean, what are you talking about?
But why did it have its name tattooed on its head?
No, it didn't say that. I know, it's mad. But it didn't say why.
Was that enough for you, though? Did you feel satisfied having read that? Did you not have other
questions? I mean, that is no way that that is in the Guinness Book of Records. There's no way that that is excited in the Guinness Book of Records.
I just read it as like, what a weird name for a monkey. And then, ooh, you won't have that on your head.
What would be a good name for a monkey?
I don't know, anything but that, really.
Yeah.
Dave.
Ted. But, what do you think of that, then?
Well, I don't know what to think about it, because I don't know what you're telling me. I don't know that it's news, I don't know that it's true. I mean, I don't know where to start with that. Is that all you found? You found something about a monkey?
I'll tell you right, when I was searching for stuff on monkeys, right?
Yeah.
I was searching around like I always do, looking, finding information, right?
Yeah.
And, found out, are you aware of the Iceman?
The Iceman?
Yeah.
Go on.
Right, and to me the monkey thing was more-
What's the Iceman? Oh, the man that was found in the ice.
So you're aware
of the Neanderthal man.
Right, yeah. So, Ricky, do you know
not a monkey, though.
No, I know, but I just was looking at, like, info.
Right. The 5,000-year-old fella who was preserved in a glacier. That one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you find that more fascinating than the monkey?
Well, I know that it's true.
Yeah, it's true, but do you find it more fascinating?
Well, simply because it's true I find it more fascinating. I can't act on some, if someone, anything's that's true is more fascinating.
But, you see, what I get from the monkey thing, you go, oh, I wonder if it was happy about that, and-
But you accept it straight away, you accept that that is true and interesting, and I don't know what that is. I mean, to me it sounds like a bit of cruelty towards animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, if that's true, it's disgusting to tattoo a monkey's head. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no way, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't do a- If a monkey, if they reported that a monkey, went in and got a tattoo, and chose it itself, and then was riding a Harley Davidson down Camden, I'd go, that is incredible. But I'd really want to see it on the news, and it mustn't be anywhere near the 1st of April. You know what I mean?
I think you've just blown next week's.
Letter to Hermione, David Bowie off Space Oddity album, XFM 104.9. See, I don't know where, I thought you'd sort of learnt a little bit, Carl, what is an interesting fact and what might just be a mentalist online. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what point we're making here? Why the truth is so much more even a little bit, even something that's just, you know, mild, but is definitely the truth, is so much more interesting than just wish fulfillment of truth. To me, if it starts with there was this ghost, right, it's not interesting. You could say anything. There was this ghost that could turn custard into wine. It doesn't matter. There was this ghost that had 9 heads. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There was this
Carl's looking at you going, there's a ghost that can turn custard into wine.
Yeah! It doesn't matter what you say after that, there's a ghost that can swallow alligators whole. The premise means it's not true to me. Do you know what I mean? It's like people say, you know what, God, right, he's incredible, I gotta stop you there. The fact that he can make the earth in 7 days, well, you've lost me already. Do you know what I mean? Where if someone says something like, you know, a cockroach can live 5 days without a head. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Right.
Do you think when you die, they say, you're a ghost, this is going to amaze you. You can go and you can spook people out.
Yeah.
Do you like custard? Come over here.
No. Well, if you don't, oh, you don't. Do you like wine? Of course I do. Oh, you are going to love it.
You're going to love me.
You're going to love it.
I've lost all my loved ones.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean? It's what your sort of beliefs are based on. Mine are sort of on, I suppose, logic and science and so. But I'm amazed by the world and
so the Iceman. Why does that amaze you? What's like, ooh.
Well, they found some part of our preserved past. You know, it's interesting. Again, I'm amazed by anthropology and evolution.
Yeah. Go on. Just that that line on its own like that, you know, they found an Iceman is great, but then it went on, and it's going on about, you know, they've had to get different people involved to find out how old it was. Because first of all, the story started off, right, an old fellow on holiday somewhere, where did they find it, in Sweden or something? And he was walking in the hills, and
he was walking
in the hills.
In heels? Was he a transvestite?
In the mountains.
Oh, right.
In the hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's walking about, and he sees this body in the snow, and he thinks, oh. So he calls the police up, and they come and have a look, and he goes, oh yeah, it's probably a murder. So then they dig it up, and find out he's got hold of a spear in his hand.
Right. And he's dressed like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Then they realise it's probably not a recent murder.
Right.
His knuckles are dragging on the floor. He's
yeah.
a Neanderthal man. They
yeah.
think, hang on, Carl Pilkington.
But when they found out, hang on, it's an old thing.
It's an old thing!
Can it? If it was a murder recent, then you'd go, hang on, how did this happen? Who does he belong to?
Yeah.
But the chances are whoever murdered him is also dead.
5,000 years ago, probably. Yeah.
So leave it. Just bury it.
I don't think it's a murder investigation.
No, but they are.
It's not Quincy going, this was before my time.
It's not a murder investigation.
Yeah, just one thing bothers me, sir. Just one final thing. My wife loves you. But this guy.
That's how they were.
Why would he have a spear
yeah.
and a leopard skin? I just can't get over this. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying? Right, shut up everybody. What are you saying? You've got one chance now. You've got to ask me a question and I will answer it to the best of my ability. But what are you saying?
I'm
what
saying,
is your question?
Right, he probably spent a load of money.
That's not a question.
Out.
That's not a question.
Yeah, but let me tell you what I'm saying, right? They're probably spending a load of money finding out stuff about this fella who died. And even if he wasn't murdered, he'd be dead by now anyway. So get over it, right? 3,000 years ago, he died, right? Mm. So then they start messing about with it. Saying, well, how did he die? Well, it doesn't matter. It was ages ago. Then, you start digging his belly open, seeing, last meal that he ate.
Yeah.
Oh, he ate seeds and leaves. Well, no surprise, really. There's nothing else around. Again, spending more money. Someone's been paid money to sort that out. Then they bury him, and then said, hang on a minute, are you sure that he died by, like, a spear? Let's dig him up again. So they dig him up again, and find some splinter or
Sorry,
something.
I don't believe they buried him.
They did. Well, in some sort of fancy coffin so everyone can see him. But for me, that is more wasteful than sorting out something that's, you know, like someone who's ill. Sort something out, you know, something.
Yeah, sorry, it's not either or. They didn't pull a doctor out of surgery.
Exactly. There's not an old man in a bed in a
yeah,
corner or somewhere.
Yeah,
going,
Ted, what are you doing? I'm just giving this bloke a stat clear. No, look, we found an old fella in a skit. Okay, okay, you yeah. take over. It's not either or, Carl. What are you talking about? It's scientific research.
But don't you see why this is fascinating? It gives us an insight into how we lived 3,000, 5,000 years ago. That's an incredible historical document.
What if he was your equivalent? What if he was like the Carl of the time and there's people, you know, ghosts now through there going, oh God, you don't believe, I don't believe it. They dug up Carl. They think we're all like that. Oh no, don't, oh no, they're going into his brain now. They're looking at how his brain works. We're going to get such a bad rep. Oh,
well,
dear.
Each to their own, if you like it. I just thought it was a bit of a...
waste of money.
A little bit of a waste.
Yeah, okay.
But, there you go. Anyway, we give out the answers to Rockbusters next.
If we yeah. must.
Yeah. It sometimes stuns me.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm taken aback, do you know what I mean?
But what worries me is if one day aliens do visit...
I'd love
and
that.
They come down, yeah. But what worries me is they might bump in- What if they bump into you? What if they bump into you and they think that you represent mankind?
And they go up and they start another planet.
They can act- they say, we'll ask you three questions and if you answer them correctly, we will not blow up your planet.
Yeah.
We'd be doomed.
It depends.
Well, they ask you, don't they? What if they said, right, Carl, what's the weirdest thing ever found in China?
I'd say, airy Chinese kid.
And they go,
okay,
right.
Okay, interesting.
Two, right?
What don't you see anymore?
What do you see an old burger doing?
Don't see an old fella eating a Twix.
Yeah. And they say, what if they asked you, what's across the road from you when you're washing up?
Well, there's three things. Do you just want one of them?
No, yeah. I want all three.
You want all three? It was a Chinese kid dancing about in his underpants.
Yeah.
There was a bouncer every
yeah.
night getting ready to go to work. And the third one, the old woman reading a book, the same book.
And they
night.
Go, right, your planet's saved. See,
Gorg, back in the ship.
yeah,
they are a superior race.
Eve featuring Gwen Stefani. Let me blow your mind.
XFM 104.9. Well, moving on, moving on.
Answers?
Nearly done. Let's play Rockbusters.
Alright, first one was, the Australian picks two blokes. The initial was E. The answer there, Eminem. Eminem. Alright, the second one, that builder is a bit cute. The initials there were BT. That was Bonnie Tyler. And then we introduced a new bit to the show. That song sounds all right. These were the effects you heard. And that was Prodigy. Smack my bitch up.
Who are you punching there?
And could I just say, no animal was harmed in the taping of that effect.
There you go.
No.
Right, so have you got a winner?
Yes, Rob Preston from Croydon. He has got all three correct, and he wins a selection
that bag of
shite. Exactly. So, yeah, so good luck. Enjoy that, Rob. Yeah,
if you can.
Yeah.
Sell it. Record and tape exchange in 40 minutes of receiving it, I imagine, one good album that he likes. Bob Dylan on the tracks for all this bag of shite, please. Should we play a record?
Absolutely. Can I just ask now, what are we thinking with Rockbusters? Are we sticking with this, or are we- because I really thought we'd cancelled it.
What about that format we've just done where there's like two-
This is another off-air discussion, I think.
Well-
I just feel the listeners should be able to contribute.
They do.
Yeah.
They phone in and say, the show's rubbish, move on, can we experiment on Carl? I'm a doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to tattoo on
Carl.
Would
he like a tattoo? Yeah. Oh dear.
Well, Carl, have you got any tattoos? Have you ever thought about that? Any kind of piercings?
Don't like the idea. Don't mess with your body and that.
Okay.
He doesn't like the human body, he's scared of it.
But I told you then about me uncle, Tattoo Stan, we've talked about that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Tattoo Stan, yeah.
He's got loads. And I think now he sort of, you know, looks in the mirror and think, oh, what have I done?
Yeah.
But then again,
so do you.
I was telling Ricky before about someone who had a tattoo. It's a bit horrible, really, isn't it?
I don't know. I can't remember
the skin thing.
Oh God, yeah.
You're not going to tell us it
again. I'm hoping it's not true because it's from Carl, but it's pretty disgusting. But yeah, unfortunately, because there's no paranormal or animals acting like humans involved, I think it might be true. It's a fellow who kept his dad's tattoo.
Yeah, he just sort of when his dad passed away, he got the skin off and put it in a frame.
Who'd you ask to do that?
Oh, man alive!
Ashes to ashes, dust- sorry, before we- Bert, you don't-
Before we cremate, and I've got a Stanley knife.
Do you do any other services? Like what, my son? I'll just pop some of him in a jar for me. I'm sorry? how do you- I mean, that
I
is-
I bought this clip frame from Ikea.
Yeah.
Slip that between
£4.99.
Yeah.
I imagine
your father is a man who's probably appalled by the idea of tattoos, earrings, things like that. I imagine he's quite an old school gent.
He's never sort of said anything, but,
if you came back with an earring, what would he have said when you were a youngster?
I never saw him that much as a kid, so I don't think he'd have noticed. My mum would have said, what have you done that for?
Yeah.
Our kid had a tattoo. And an earring.
Sorry, is this the one that borrowed a tank from the army to go and get a packet of fads?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We must tell that story again next week. For those that are fairly new listeners, that's got to seem tantalising.
Yeah.
Your brother once drove a tank down to the local shops to buy some cigarettes. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary story.
But that's it.
It was that other auntie you told me about in the week. Not Auntie Nora, the one that farted for 5 minutes, but there's another auntie you talked about. How many aunties have you got?
I haven't really got another auntie. I've got me brother.
Yeah.
Who I haven't seen in ages.
Yeah.
My sister I hadn't seen for about 12 years, then I saw her again, and then she got fed up because I said-
Oh, you had a new kid and you went with all the same. I've seen them all.
Yeah.
Imagine saying that to your sister.
Your sister, you haven't seen her for how long?
I hadn't seen her for about 12 years, and then for some reason I met her in a car park in Wales.
Right.
And,
it's incredible, isn't it?
For some reason!
Yeah.
And, she got in the back of the car and she said, oh, I want to show you something, right? And, she got this picture out and said, look at that. And it was one of my new nieces and nephews.
It was her daughter, boy or her son.
Yeah, or whatever. And, she said, look at that, and I saw- And I sort of said, well, there's no point showing it me, all babies look the same, don't
there's
they?
No point in showing it me. It just takes 2 seconds of your life, you go, oh, lovely.
Yeah, right.
That's all you have to do.
If it was a first-
Yeah.
I'd say, oh, I'd show a bit of interest, even though-
Do you think the novelty wore off for her with the second kid, third kid?
Six kid. I think even she should be bored of looking at pictures of babies.
Kind of a woman is she? And can I get her phone number?
Right, is that it then?
Play a tune. Have we got, is this it? Is this
yeah,
it? Have we got to wrap
one,
it all
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Oh, go well, on. I forgot to bring in a song for the ladies this week, so I thought I'd play a song for people who enjoy the work of Deep Purple.
That'll run and run.
It's Deep Purple, see you next week.
Bye.